All right, welcome back. Well, here's an update for you on the COVID card. This is the card that was mooted as being something that could replace the COVID Tracer app. Now, we've all been thinking, of course, that the COVID card's been going through a trial in Rotorua and in MIQ facilities. But today, the Ministry of Health gave a bit of an update saying, actually, the trial hasn't started yet. Privacy concerns have been blamed for the delay. Andrew Chen is from Auckland University and is with us now. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Are you surprised that the trials haven't started?
I'm a little bit surprised that the trials haven't actually started yet. I thought that they were putting in a lot of the groundwork to get them going. But the fact that they've got some privacy concerns points to that maybe there's a little bit more development that needs to be done with the cards. And I'm not surprised that it's going to take a while for them to get it right. This is something that we need to get right because mistakes are going to be really expensive and hard to fix later on.
What could possibly be the privacy concerns? Because my understanding of how the thing works is that you have a card given to you, your contacts are stored on the card, therefore cannot be hacked, and it's only when the contacts are downloaded that it's attached to your name. So what's the problem?
Yes. So, well, my understanding is that that is a theory, and the design in terms of how the card will work logically works, but that there's still a little bit of work to be done in terms of actually implementing that on the card itself.
So the idea behind the card is harder than perhaps people have thought?
Well, it's just going to take some time to actually implement it onto the card.
Okay. What could be the alternatives?
So we've got the COVID card proposal. There's also the Apple Google exposure notification framework that's being used in a number of countries overseas. I think over 30 jurisdictions at this point, including some countries that have made their source code openly available, like Ireland and Canada. So I think that our Ministry of Health is looking at that as an option. And because some of those other countries have already done a lot of the hard work and started to show that it is effective there, we might be able to learn from their experiences and get that working in New Zealand relatively quickly.
Apple and Google as an alternative, their alternative, I mean, that's surely going to raise major privacy concerns.
Oh, well, they've been very, very careful about it. One of the things is that they're working together, which doesn't happen all that often. And actually, the privacy restrictions that they've put inside their protocol are probably harsher than what some governments wanted. That was one of the reasons why it took a couple of months for it to actually be adopted, was that there are governments saying, hey, your privacy rules are actually too strong and it's getting in the way of us doing the public health thing.
Andrew, so, do you get the feeling that perhaps the Ministry of Health is deliberately delaying the COVID card in order to explore alternatives?
No, I don't think so. I think that they've been running all of their trials simultaneously and trying to figure out what will work in the New Zealand environment. Mm. We have to remember that in both cases, there's also private sector groups involved as well. And there has to be an alignment between those groups in order to get this done quickly.
All right, Andrew, I really appreciate that. Thanks. Andrew Chen, who is from the Auckland University. Now, Ian Taylor, the CEO of Animation Research Limited, has been working with the development of the COVID card, and he's with us now. Hi, Ian.
Oh, g'day. How are you today?
I'm very well. What is going on with the delay here?
Oh, look, we don't know anymore. I guess, most of us have gone back to our day jobs. It's interesting hearing, some of the talk about sitting and waiting for some of the decisions to come from overseas as well. This is something that Dean Armstrong has been working on since April. And he had a really clear focus that one of the first things was it had to be equitable. So anything that has to do with a phone is not equitable. Mm. And so that was the whole idea behind the card. He's a world expert. It's really interesting, but just last week they announced that one of his devices is now being used to keep people safe in the London Marathon. So, we'll probably find that people here look, oh, that's a good thing happening at the London Marathon. Why don't we get it over here?
Yeah, okay.
It's been really frustrating.
Yeah, you know what? I was just going to ask you if you're frustrated by this, and then you answered the question. Have you been under the impression that these trials were happening, right now?
No, well, it's really interesting to hear that, Minister Hipkins thought they were happening and someone else thought they weren't. What happened was the whole stuff was developed. It really was developed out of out of goodwill. As people, I remember when I first got the call, and it was, look, the stuff isn't going to work very well on a phone. It will run into privacy issues. The idea was to build something that could be handed to anybody everywhere who didn't have to pay for it. That it only had one job to do, and that was to see another card. And it seemed like a really sound solution. And What we have been trying for ages is to say, look, could we just get half a day to sit at a table, nobody come in with any baggage and go, here are the options. Now, where does this fit? Because if it makes a difference, it would have saved billions of dollars.
Yeah, totally agree with you. Ian, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. That is Ian Taylor, the CEO of Animation Research Limited. This is incredibly frustrating because as Ian was just saying, the Minister Hipkins, was this morning on the radio saying, oh, I haven't had any results from the COVID trials yet. Clearly had no idea that the COVID trials hadn't even started. We needed to get that information from the Ministry of Health. So once again, we're back to the square one, where the Ministry of Health is not telling the minister what is going on. The minister has no idea what's going on. And this stuff is important because even if you don't want or care, don't want to have or care about a COVID card, we have got to get to a situation where we are doing something a little bit smarter than, oh, just remembering to scan the QR code on your way into a shop. That is not a system that works. You can tell because people are dropping off and not using it anymore. And we need some sort of automated system so that we can avoid another lockdown. That is literally what we're trying to avoid here. We do not want another lockdown. This kind of thing is going to help. And if you want to understand why it's going to help, just look to the fact that we still don't know where COVID came from for the last lockdown. We don't know how the guys at Americold got it. And this kind of thing would solve that problem. 5:13.